Players from across the country are coming to Waterloo Region next month to compete in the Canada Soccer U15 Toyota National Championships. The event, which will be played in both the boys' and girls' divisions and see teams from 11 different provinces and territories, takes place from October 4 to 9 at RIM Park and Wilfrid Laurier University in Waterloo and RBJ Schlegel Park in Kitchener. While no games are slated for Cambridge, the opening of the Fountain Street Soccer Complex next year could change that in the future. I certainly see the new facility opening in Cambridge as an opportunity to host this type of event because it meets the standards that Canada Soccer is looking for, Derek Bridgman, general manager of Cambridge Soccer, said. One of the reasons we went forward with this facility is to host not only club games but provincial and national events. This type of tournament is right up there. Typically, one of the keys to being granted hosting rights is the ability to have two game fields and several practice facilities within the same general area, which the new soccer complex can provide, Bridgman says. There are also broader impacts in being able to welcome outside players to these types of events, including for the community and neighboring businesses. With people traveling from all over the country, they need places to stay, eat, and often look for leisure activities in between the competition. To host a tournament that's run by the national governing body is a big opportunity for any community because the economic spin-off is exponential, Bridgman said. Alistair Scorgie, director of sport hosting at Explore Waterloo Region, says a lot of work has gone into bringing the championships to the region, and he also expects far-reaching benefits beyond the field. It's a testament to the strong partnerships in place with our municipalities, community soccer organizations, and venues that we were able to put Waterloo Region in a position to host a national championship, Scorgie said in a press release announcing the details of the tournaments. Not only is this an incredible opportunity for our soccer community of players, coaches, and officials, but an event of this stature will create significant economic impact for our partners and our community. Then there's the state of the game in the region and the attempt to increase its popularity. Southwest Soccer, based out of Kitchener, has been instrumental in organizing the tournament, and Cambridge Soccer is one of several organizations that play under the district's banner. President Jeff Hughes feels showcasing this level of play and being able to say Canada Soccer turned to the region as hosts can help grow the game locally. We have an incredible soccer community here in the region, Hughes said in the release. To be given the opportunity to showcase the top players in the country will allow us to inspire and develop the talent in our region to take the next steps in their soccer pursuits. With the benefits of hosting being undeniable, Bridgman thinks this tournament could be used as a blueprint for other opportunities in the years to come. We're going to have a facility that's bigger and better than anything this region has seen, he said. I hope we can leverage some of the people and tactics being used to eventually hold something like this here.